Russian President Putin held his annual marathon press conference today, speaking for nearly 4 hours, taking questions from foreign and domestic journalists on subjects ranging from North Korea to alleged collusion with the 2016 Trump campaign. NPR's Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim was watching, and Lucian, over 1,600 journalists were there. Why does Putin do this every year?
You know, that's the one question I wish people would ask him. There is a Kremlin pool of reporters, and they travel around with him. And, you know, sometimes they get a shout-out questions in their press conferences with foreign leaders, but really not a whole lot of opportunities to talk with Putin. Part of his style, he's very staged. And even today, there wasn't really a chance for any kind of follow-up questions.
Okay, so what were some of the answers today? He was asked about alleged collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. What'd he say?
Well, as far as collusion, he answered the usual way, the way he always has. His point is this is an invention of Trump's political enemies who simply can't accept his victory. It maybe sounds a lot like what Trump says himself. Mm. What he did say today was that Washington was gripped in what he called spy mania. And he basically brushed off those accusations and said he really hopes that he and Donald Trump at some point will be able to normalize relations.
Well, Putin was also asked by Ksenia Sobchak, who's a liberal TV presenter who is herself planning to run against him in 2018, about the lack of political competition against him and why the opposition candidate, Alexei Navalny, has been barred from running. Interesting moment there. How did Putin respond?
It was very interesting. Well, first of all, Putin did not even mention Navalny's name. He just said, this personage. And whenever Putin doesn't say your name, it's one way of knowing he doesn't really like you very much. Yeah, the question was, is the government scared of honest competition? And he said no. But he said Navalny is sort of bringing a street revolution and chaos to Russia. And he says, that's exactly what we saw happen in Ukraine 4 years ago, and Russians don't want that. What Putin said is the opposition must bring something constructive and something positive and not destructive.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that plays out. There's the 2018 Winter Olympics, the International Olympic Committee banning Russia as a country. Some of the athletes can still come if they can get through the testing, but banning the country because of its widespread doping program in the last Olympics. What'd he say?
Well, he kind of put forward this conspiracy theory that it's not a coincidence that all of these decisions by the IOC are happening now, right in advance of the Russian presidential election, which takes place in March. So he was kind of tying that into some way of influencing domestic Russian politics.
Mm. Okay. He also praised Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. We reported yesterday how Tillerson said that the U.S. would love to have talks with North Korea with no preconditions. You know, just come. We'll talk. Talk about the size of the table. Of course, the Trump administration immediately said, no. We still want some preconditions like, you know, shutting down their weapons program. And so Putin praised Tillerson and accused the U.S. of provoking North Korea. So how is Putin positioning Russia in this conflict?
Well, that's right. I mean, he actually started out making fun of U.S. lawmakers. He said, well, you guys, you know, put Russia on the same level as Iran and North Korea, and now you guys are running to us asking, you know, for help in negotiating some kind of agreement with North Korea. At the same time, he did say he thought Tillerson's proposal was, in his words, a good signal. As far as sort of the bigger picture of Russia on the world stage, I think Putin actually quite enjoys the role that Russia is playing. And who knows, maybe we'll be hearing about a Russian initiative at some point, the same way that Russia has been trying to play this intermediary role in the peace process in Syria.
NPR Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim, thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Robin.